Also happening on Thursday, stop at Hunt's Living Room for Booze and Booze with Student Association, a bingo tabling event starting at 11:30. Participate to win a prize. Learn more on Campus Connections for more details. On Friday, November 1st, stop by the Red Dragon Theater to watch Alice in Wonderland, a Broadway production starting at 8 p.m. It's free entry with an event pass, but $5 for the general public. This has been your ONI Weekly Update on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. More information about these events can be found on Campus Connections.
Everything.
Today's topic is one I believe we all think about. It pervades our pop culture and every so often boosts in relevance in the public discourse, if not just for a day, as new information and stories come out. The topic is aliens. Where does the public stand? It is important to note that due to COVID safety, my participants are rather limited, and therefore the group is made up of college students, both male and female identified, ranging from ages 18 to 21. Okay, so the question of the day is, do you believe in aliens? Why or why not?
You know, I think the term alien is very misconstrued. I do 100% believe that there are other life forms out there in the universe. Do I believe that they're the big scary green thing that comes and abducts people and probes them? No, but I guarantee at least five planets or... you know, I guess anything in orbit around in our solar system has some form of at least bacteria living on it.
I do believe in aliens. People see things like UFOs. And if they are not real, then what are they looking at? What do they see? Also, people have stories of getting, like, abducted by aliens.
The universe is pretty much infinite for the most part, so there's got to be other life forms out there. That, I mean, we may not know of it now because we don't have the technology to see it now, but definitely there are aliens out there somewhere, and they're going to find us.
I mean, I don't know about, like, aliens are just stuff that's not on pretty much Earth, but there's so many, like, different planets and, like, just the universe in general that I feel like there is some other life form.
Okay, yes, 100%. I love this question. First of all, the universe, real big, right? There's no way that there's nothing, right? I have no idea what level of intelligence or sentience it has, but there literally has to be something else out there. And I'm really holding out hope that there's something out there that can actually think so we can go be best friends with aliens.
The first question I would ask the alien is, what do they think of our civilization here on Earth?
This is a tough question. What do they do for fun?
How they survive, how, like the basic needs that they need in order to function. What cool ass things they have there that maybe that's more advanced than us.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how likely are you to invade our planet?
I'll probably cry, to be honest. I'd cry and probably, like, rethink what's going on in my life. And that would be like, what's up? How's it going? That's what I would ask it. I'll just act like it's normal human, you know?
So what have we learned? It would seem that the general belief in otherworldly life is a resounding yes. Thank you to my participants.
Brandon Martin.
Caitlin Rose McNamara.
Sarah Rose Descent.
William Ford.
And
Clayton Evan Davis.
This could not have been done without your help.
Hey everyone, you're listening to the Boney Weekly Update. Here are some upcoming events to look forward to.
On Wednesday, October 30th, Hallo Woney, a free live music event that Woney hosts every October, is happening at Hunt's Ballroom. Doors are at 7.
For free!
On Thursday, October 31st, Halloween trick-or-treating volunteering will be happening with On Mark at Muller Plaza from 2:30 to 5:30 p.m. Also happening on Thursday, stop at Hunt's Living Room for Booze and Booze with Student Association, a bingo tabling event starting at 11:30. Participate to win a prize. Learn more on Campus Connections for more details. On Friday, November 1st, stop by the Red Dragon Theater to watch Alice in Wonderland, Broadway production starting at 8 p.m. It's free entry with an event pass, but $5 for the general public. This has been your Woney Weekly Update on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. More information about these events can be found on Campus Connections.
I only
na 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 It's a reverential salutation to express my veneration, giving all my adoration to the child within your heart. My connection to a love supreme, gonna find out what it really means. Live within the kindness of the universal mind, cause the light in you, see the light in me, see the light in everything around us, and it all was meant to be. And the light in me, see the light in you, see the light in everything around us. It's a love of pure and true. Come and sing it now. Spark that lives in me bows to your flame for all to see. Intergalactic family, we can fly between the stars. Gonna let go of my earthbound brain, gonna recognize we're all the same. Keepers of eternal flame, giving all our love away. Cause the light in you, see the light in me, see the light in everything around us, and it all was meant to be. And the light in come and sing it now. Na 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 na.
Time. I miss those San Francisco nights. I miss those San Francisco days. When you're living in the city, you know I don't need to explain. And you know I'd love to see you. Yeah, you know I love LA. It's just something's come between us. And I'm going the other way.
Yeah. hard to see through rose-colored glasses. Forgot our dreams in a bottle of Jack, and we set fire to the world just to watch it burn. Now it's raining in California. Pacific Coast still longing for ya. Drove you away with all of my mistakes. We used to love all night and sleep all day. We don't dance. Best friends go. You're wearing less when you're going out.
coffee from 100 miles away. And she's run out of cigarettes, she smokes a pack a day. And everyone's unhealthy, and no one's getting laid. And when I bump into my friends, I don't know what to say. But there goes another one, a father to a son, a friend to a friend. And another waste of time, as politicians lie. So I've got something interesting to say. Turns out when you grow up, you still don't know the way. And I think I've died and gone to hell, and gone to hell. Yeah, I think I've died and gone to hell, and gone to hell.
Smoking around with the council of clowns, I've got decisions to make. Their advice is to turn my front upside down. I say, give me a break.
In the club, we're all wony.
What?
In the club, we're all wony.
Huh?
In the club, we're all W-O-N-Y, 90.9 FM.
Oh, right, right.
Hi, this is Ryan Swan from IT Services. Phishing is an attempt to steal personal information by sending deceiving messages to recipients. These often come in the form of phishing emails. If you notice an email doesn't look quite right, here are a few things to keep in mind to decide whether the email is legitimate or not. First, hover over the URL. Does this seem like a website that the sender would ask you to access? Next, check to see who is sending the email. Sometimes accounts get compromised. This means that the person who seems to be sending the email may not actually be sending it. Finally, is the sender creating a sense of urgency? Well, why? Trust your instincts and do your part